Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
You're both. Both of us are here.
We're both here. Yeah.
What's news? Anything?
I just did a Patreon bonus episode for our friends over at Do Go On.
Oh, Do Go On.
Yeah. So that's out now, I think.
Oh, excellent. Comes out already.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Are you allowed to say the topic, or?
Well, it comes when you... If you know how you see the topic,
sure,
on the thing,
yeah. Thing. No, but I mean, like, is it a Patreon secret?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Probably not.
Yeah,
it's the Great Molasses Flood of 1919.
I've never heard of this.
Neither
but you were telling me about like the bullet points, and it is fascinating.
Yeah, right. So if you're not do go on Patreon, maybe get on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. It's a good podcast too.
Yeah.
Speaking of good podcast, Mason.
Yes.
I was on Lights Camera podcast earlier this week.
Oh, what's
where
that
we
about?
Talked about, well, it's a movie podcast like this.
Oh.
Except with people from a different place.
What?
So not this room.
Huh.
Yeah, I know, right? I
can't even imagine a place outside this room.
Yeah. But it's we talked a bit about Black Panther. We talked about the news of the week, you know, the Transformers stuff and that. But I think the thing that people are really getting behind, there's like a... It's like fantasy football, but with superheroes, and you pick your team, and they kind of then the audience decides, and the audience also had a team through voting who kind of
it's like a fantasy football draft.
That's exactly what I said, Mason.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and look, I'm not entirely happy with my team. There's a few wild cards in there for sure.
Did you get to pick your own team?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, once someone picks someone else, you can't get that thing.
Right.
So there was a few that I missed out on.
Okay.
One in particular that kind of beats everybody else, but I did get Willy Wonka.
Was it Thanos, with Infinity Gauntlet?
It was not. No, because it wasn't. It's just heroes this time around, but they do it different every week.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great show. So absolutely, everybody should check it out.
Oh, what's the hero that he missed out on?
I can't. I'd rather not say, Mason.
Okay, that's fine.
Tune in and find out. We'll link both below.
Nice,
won't we?
Yes.
Won't I?
You will.
Yeah.
For sure. I hope so.
All right.
Don't let the team down, man.
Definitely. Oh, one more bit of bloody housekeeping up top, and I'm not happy about this. we had a big old chat about it before, and I stamped my little feet.
You sure did.
But basically, Claire has entered the Weekly Planet in the Podcast Awards for... the Australian Podcast Awards for most popular podcast.
The People's Choice.
The People's Choice Awards. And because the entry was only $30 as opposed to $350 for the other one that wanted us to enter, and it's by listener vote, I said, fine, okay, because it will probably help us in Australia, I guess, if we ever need to do anything here.
You're really firing up this call to action, let me tell you.
So if people want to vote...
People are on their phones right now. They're just shaking. They're like, how do we vote? You're so keen about this. I want to vote.
Do it. If you want to do it, you can. It's linked below. You have to make an account, but there's not much to it. And then you put in a vote and then you're on your merry way.
So what is it? AustralianPodcastingAwards.com?
Yeah. I don't know. It's linked below. I'll link it below. I don't know the specifics. I don't know the link, but it will be there, all right?
Okay,
so
great.
It doesn't cost anybody anything. Obviously, you don't have
to. Time. An investment of time.
Yeah. It would probably... be funny if we won, I guess.
It'd be funny because I feel everybody on the awards voting team would be like, who is this?
What? Yeah. And that's kind of why I'm like, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll fix your mic because it's dripping. While I'm doing that, why don't you have a chat?
To whom?
The listeners.
What about this? I've done it.
That's going to slip down again. I don't know what you're talking about.
come on. I'd give it a bloody good go, I reckon.
Yeah.
Can I be your running mate?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. First bit of news.
Already.
Aquaman. It's not out till December. You know that.
Yes.
Probably.
I knew it wasn't out now, currently. Yeah, sure. That's as far as my memory stretches.
But it's had some test screenings.
Okay.
No spoilers. So nothing's come out of it in terms of who is Aquaman.
Can I take a wild guess?
Sure.
The people who viewed it were ecstatic. They think it's the best movie they've ever seen.
Correct. It was, apparently it plays like Indiana Jones. It's got action better than Wonder Woman and Justice League, if you can believe that.
And it's sexy like Indiana Jones.
Yes, that's right. And Justice League, which is the sexiest DC film probably, when you think about it. And apparently the action is just, it's like nothing we've kind of... Because it's a lot of it's underwater. We haven't had good underwater action since Waterworld and to a lesser extent Deep Blue Sea. Or to a greater extent, depending on where you fall on LL Cool J.
That's correct.
Yeah. But
Think his hat is like a shark's fin? Then you probably think this is better.
That's right.
It is, very much so.
So I'm inclined to believe this more than others because James Wan made it. So I'm like,
yeah, you probably could.
Yeah,
you're right.
You probably could pull out something good.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's the thing. It's competing impulses because one, I'm like, well, he did some fantastic. He did the Fast and the Furious movies, which were great.
Yeah.
Fun at any rate.
Yeah.
Fast certainly. So that's that one side. But the other side is that we keep wanting these to be good.
Yeah.
And then they're not good.
Yes.
That's the two competing impulses there. So. Yeah.
Well, look, some are obviously better than others, Mason.
Yeah.
For Justice League, for me, I had fun with it. You know that.
He's putting on a lanyard.
Yeah,
it's a Justice League lanyard. Yeah, it says Melbourne is all in.
And I'm all in. It should say James Mr. Sunday Movies is all in Justice League hashtag 2017.
Yeah.
That's what it should say.
You wanted them to like make a custom lanyard for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm wearing it.
Would that have swayed you? Do you think you would have been
Mason,
like...
Mason, I'm swayed enough. You don't need to pay me off with lanyards when you see a great film.
That's true, yeah.
Do you see me keeping any of my other lanyards?
No, that's a good question.
Have we got any other lanyards?
I don't think we have any other lanyards. No.
Yeah. Often they'll just take our phone and tell us to sit down and shut up.
Correct,
and watch a movie. Yeah. So do you have high hopes for Aquaman?
Yeah,
You have hopes for Aquaman?
I have some hopes for Aquaman, yeah.
Good. I would love it to be great. And then, because it only takes one film to kind of turn around a franchise, Because when Wonder Woman came out, everyone went, oh, this universe is fine.
Yeah,
this is great.
Exactly.
And then when Justice League came out, everyone went, no, cancel everything.
And also, I had zero interest basically in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah.
Until 7. And then I'm like, oh, these are good.
Or 6.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
One of them. And I'm like, these are good and fun and stupid. Yeah. So, all right.
Did you see the one where they dragged the safe, number 5? It's the best one.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's the best one.
Okay.
Maybe. Right. Can you move your mic back just a little bit?
Am I being too forceful on the mic?
Yeah, if you're going to be president of microphones, Mason.
Yes. Well, look, what you can do maybe is give me a little earpiece.
Okay, sure.
When I'm on the podium pitching to be president
of microphones. There's so many P's
then.
It just went crazy.
I know. That's why I'm going to be bad as president of microphones. But I need you in the ear and the earpiece.
Yeah.
You'd be in the control booth and you can be like, stop saying so many P's when you're pitching to be president.
Stop it.
Of the
it's really unpleasant. Can you tilt that down a bit? This is out of control. I don't know what's going on today.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
What about now?
That's a bit better.
Okay.
And then we'll find out.
You'll fix all the previous stuff in post, right?
You can't. It's still doing it. Stop it! Mason, you love the TV show Reboot from the 90s for some
reason. I really
did.
It's a computer animated cartoon.
One of the earliest.
Yes.
One of the shittiest looking things you'll ever see.
Did you not like it?
No, it was crap. Until, was it? I don't remember it enough.
Really
it was always
good.
On like before I went to play basketball.
It was set in the city of Mainframe.
Yeah, right. So did it also bleed over into the real world?
It never went in the real world.
Well, Mason, we were in for a treat and a shock and a delight and a romp when
we
saw the trailer for Reboot 2018, the reboot of the reboot.
Now, you weren't sort of aware of this, but you hadn't watched the trailer.
No,
and I said to you, you have to see this trailer.
Yeah, and I did, and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's really bad, right?
It's incredibly bad.
Yeah.
There was a
and
moment.
Again, you're not a guy who watched the previous one, so you don't have that much of a frame
I don't give
of reference.
A shit.
But
yeah.
I loved the first one. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Tuned in every week.
Yeah. I remember there was a blue skinned guy with sort of dreads.
Yeah, that was Bob.
Bob.
His name was Bob.
And what did he do?
He was like a guardian of the mainframe.
But where was Mainframe?
He was in a mainframe.
Yeah, but where was that in just like a
It was probably in like a printer repair company.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
is that,
that
what it was? Yeah.
We never found out.
Never found out.
Yeah.
Right,
but then
okay.
later they went on the internet. It was incredible. Yep.
And how was
there
that?
There was a time jump.
How many years? How many decibels?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay, good. Anyway, this looks like Power Rangers and vlogging and garbage.
Sure does.
So...
and it looks like they spoiled the entire plot as well.
Yeah.
And this is Netflix.
Yeah, apparently.
So I mean, every once in a while I watch a thing and I'm like, Netflix have too much money.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been
and
watching
this is one
of
these.
Lately.
Someone just had an eye. Somebody who was a big fan of Reboot back in the day, one of my fellow Reboot fans.
Yeah.
Rebooters.
Yeah.
Has become a vice
Rebootees.
President. Reboot. Thank you. Has become a president of Netflix and is just like, hey, do we have a spare couple of million bucks? Great. Let's make a reboot movie.
Yeah. They should have spent $52 million on Cloverfield and not made this.
Yeah, right. You know what will happen? So probably somebody walked into a meeting and they went, guys.
Can you move your mic back more? This is fucking crazy. Yeah.
I think.
There we go.
Somebody walked into a meeting and they went, guys, two words. Reboot. Reboot. And then there was just silence. And they went, guys, reboot. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's like, okay, there was a TV series. It was called Reboot. Oh, they rebooted a TV series. No. There was a TV series specifically called Reboot that was created several years before the concept of reboots were popularized.
Did they ever reboot anything within the Reboot universe? Were they ever like, we need to reboot? Because the mainframe's got a virus in it and it's a skull and crossbones or something and it's eaten all the megapixels.
Probably, yes.
That happened?
Yeah, I think
and they
probably.
Went, we have to reboot.
Almost certainly. And when I say I was a huge fan of it, like all things in the past, I only remember it vaguely. So.
Sure.
One guy had a golden bionic eye. It was amazing.
Wow. Well, isn't he all like bionic? Because he's a made
not
of bits
the point.
And bytes.
Not the point.
Yeah, I mean, just that's not very special.
Do
you know what I mean?
He had stubble, but he was a animated.
Why did he have stubble?
Because he went through, he got rebooted.
Did he?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
I do.
there was a moment when I went, oh, Krycek.
From the X-Files.
From the X-Files.
Yes.
That's where I went, that's where I noticed a thing. But the rest of it, even the designs are bad. At least make it look like the old one.
Yeah,
it just looks like Power Rangers, worse.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's something.
It didn't even have any of the, it had Megabyte, who was the villain in the original.
Sure.
But, like, none of the main hero characters. Who cares? Who cares about these new kids? I don't care.
Don't you like vlogging? Do you think it'll connect to the original reboot?
It'd have to.
And then they'll be like, look, it's Bob. Do you think that'll happen?
It better.
Yeah.
It better.
It better. This thing you're definitely going to watch.
I'm not going to watch it. Unless there's another trailer in, like, a week that's like, oh, yeah, Bob's in this.
Yeah, right.
Bob and Enzo and Dot Matrix.
Yeah, right.
They're not all in it. I don't
care. Dot Matrix, like the printer.
Yeah, but also like a sexy lady.
Like a sexy,
she was a sexy lady.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of sexy ladies,
yeah,
Rush Hour 4, there's always a bit where Chris Tucker has to go into a change room and he convinces all the ladies in a burlesque show that he's a fashion designer and he looks at them all naked.
Yeah, right.
That's some or all of the Rush Hour movies, right?
No, you're thinking of the president.
Oh, am I?
That's, you're thinking of the president, the current president of the United States of America.
I'm
also
sure that,
a pervert.
I'm sure that also happened in Rush Hour, the French one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they also had that guy in it, Roman Polanski was in it.
Oh,
and I remember
what?
At the time thinking, what?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because one of the worst blokes of all time and... people only seem to recently remember. I'm going to double check that. I'm fairly certain he is. He's in Rush Hour 3. So here we go. It's Chris Tucker has confirmed this. This is what he said. It's happening. This is going to be the rush of all rushes. Jackie is ready and we want to do this so that people don't ever forget it.
Like the third one.
Like the third one. Yeah. Did you?
And to a lesser extent, the second one.
And the first one.
I don't remember the first one either.
I remember the first one. Shipping containers, and I remember that at the start. And you don't touch a black man's radio. And
yeah. Jackie Chan did a little dance.
And did it, and maybe he's fighting a guy with a chair, but he's blindfolded.
Yeah,
or
and
something.
they think that he's just some doddering little weirdo, but then he escapes the prison or something.
Yeah, he slithers up a flagpole.
Yeah, right. Uh huh.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't mind them. From memory, I'm like, they're okay, I guess.
I think the time of the Rush Hour movie is over. Like, people, you can't even make a movie of that format anymore.
You can make a TV series called Rush Hour because they did, didn't they? Didn't they do a reboot? Not like reboot.
Oh, right.
A reboot of the Rush Hour TV series.
Guys, hear me out. Rush Hour reboot.
I'm fairly certain there was a Rush Hour TV series. I'm just going to double check that.
Okay.
Because I know they also did a Beverly Hills Cop one.
Yeah, and a Lethal Weapon one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that's currently happening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rush Hour TV series 2016. People ask, here we go, is the Rush Hour TV show cancelled? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Oh, good.
What? How? But are you going to believe that? What, are you going to believe the internet or the fact that you turn the TV on to watch Rush Hour, the series, and it's not on anymore?
Yeah, I believe all that.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Mason, I know you're excited for Jurassic World 2/Jurassic Park 4, 5.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you excited for Jurassic World 3/Jurassic Park 6?
Oh, because they've already announced that there's a second Jurassic World sequel and a fifth Jurassic Park sequel.
Correct.
The same movie.
Yes.
Which is coming out in 2020?
June. No, 6th Jurassic Park. June 11th, 2021.
Okay, right.
A mere 3 years from now.
Ooh.
I guess they must think this one's good. Also, it doesn't matter if it's not good because these make money regardless.
For sure, yeah.
And they're all really good to completely serviceable.
Yeah, it's not that they have decided this one is really good.
Mm.
They've just done like a costing projection.
Absolutely.
With a spreadsheet.
Yep.
And they've gone, okay, well, this
one's... Is there a Star Wars movie out that month?
Yeah, this next one's probably going to make this amount of money.
Yeah.
So this one after that will probably make this amount of money. And if we pack it in after that, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of making money, mate.
Yes.
Black Panther, out of control.
Doing well.
Better than Avengers. Better than, I don't know if it... It's on track to be the biggest Marvel movie, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an origin sort of. It's a solo outing.
Mm-hmm,
Iron Man 3 did really well, but that was off the back of Avengers.
Yeah, right.
This is obviously a character that people have been waiting to see, and they're really enjoying the movie Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
So here's to another segment of the show.
Okay. Somebody on Twitter posted, and I can't remember who it was.
That's crazy, though. Like, Black Panther's...
I thought you were going to say it's crazy that someone posted on Twitter.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But somebody posted on Twitter, get ready for another 50 Martin Freeman movies.
Yes.
Because Hollywood. Hollywood and the wrong end of the stick. They got
absolutely.
It. They've grabbed it. They've grabbed it with
it
both
out.
Hands.
No, I think Marvel have figured this out. It seems like they have anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of figuring things out, Mason, and Netflix having too much money, Lost in Space is getting a reboot, and it looks exactly like Star Trek Discovery.
Guys, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Four words.
Okay.
Lost in Space reboot.
You mean the one from the 90s with Joey from Friends?
Lost in Space reboot, reboot. Five words.
Reboot, reboot, as in the new reboot series we're doing at the moment.
Lost in Space reboot, not the TV series reboot. Oh, wait, no, I'm ahead of you here. You're thinking rebooting the original Lost in Space, which in a way we are doing.
Right.
No, I think that... I quit. I quit. I've had enough of this job. I'm tired of rebooting things. Having a nervous breakdown, my wife's left me. But so this is a reboot of the classic TV series.
Looks like a good cast.
Yep.
Did you see any of the original series?
Will Robinson?
Yeah. I don't need you to name things.
Okay,
have you seen?
No, I didn't see. No, well, that's the thing, because I assume they have recast. I think it's a fair bet they've recast some of the characters, like, to be a different gender or a different
ethnicity.
I think
ethnicity. It looks the same,
does
from
it?
What I can tell.
Okay.
We don't see everybody.
No, we don't see
maybe
giant.
There is, actually.
We don't see the wibbly-armed robot, do
no,
we?
No, he comes later.
Okay, right.
Maybe there is a...
Where's the Dr. Smith? Where is
well,
he?
He's like, from what I remember from the movie, which is the only thing I remember about this, was Dr. Smith as Gary Oldman, who turns into a big old spider at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
For some reason. He sneaks on board, and that's what causes the accident or something.
Yeah, right, okay.
He's involved, and then he gets bitten by a spider, and then he turns into a big Spider-Man, and there's a time jump, and then Will Robinson's in the future, and Joey has an Iron Man mask.
I was going to say,
it's the best part of the movie.
That's the only part I remember.
Yeah.
It's got that, and Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert.
She's in it.
Heather Graham. William or the other Hurt.
There was an Apollo 440 Lost in Space theme.
Was there really?
Yeah.
The robot changes.
Remember when Apollo 440 was the biggest band in the world for 2 seconds?
What was their song?
The Lost in Space theme.
No, with their other song.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Hang on. 440. Here we go. Here we go. Was this also a computer?
Potentially.
Because I'm getting...
You're thinking of the Amiga 500.
No.
I'll stop the Rock.
It says Amiga 4000.
Remember that song was like, stop
the rock. Can't stop the rock. Yeah, Triple M always play.
Oh, yeah.
Or they used to. Yeah.
They probably still do.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on it. Lost in Space. Design-wise, it looks very Star Trek Discovery and color palette. And
yeah.
I'd give this a go.
Yeah, but it also looks very throwback to the 60s. That looked fun.
Sure.
The suits did, certainly.
And do you love space adventures?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think you might be on board.
It's bad.
Yeah. So they use their quantum drive to fly through the sun because they're going to go into the sun or whatever. It's not called quantum drive. It's called whatever the Lost in Space version of light speed is.
All right, okay.
It might just be called light speed. Because what they were going to do, yes. And I don't know whether this is the original series, probably not. This is the Lacey Chabert version.
Do you remember many details about this movie that
I've seen it.
I probably saw it more than once. Yeah, probably. I don't remember anything about it.
But so the idea is they go into space, they travel for 10, 20 years or whatever it is. It might even be longer. And then on the other end, they build the other side of a space bridge so it can control light speed. So you've got a point that you can fire to.
Yeah, right.
Because otherwise, if you just fire it off, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So because their ship's going to crash into the sun, they just fire it off to escape and they end up on the other side of the galaxy or wherever.
A bunch of bubble-headed boobies, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Will Robinson has a cool 90s future robot, but then it gets beat up by spiders. And then he makes the classic one with the head and the wavy claw arms or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Gary Oldman turns into a spider.
Sure, yeah. You're really hung up on this Gary Oldman turning into a spider thing. I think you have an issue.
You don't think that that's something that should be praised and remembered?
Now that you've mentioned this, it seems that every time we talk about a Gary Oldman movie, you do bring it up. You're like, we're talking about the Nolan Dark Knight movies, and you're like, that dirty old spider, Gary Oldman. That asinine arachnid Gary Oldman, I'm sick of him. You've let your bias slip through, I see.
I'm just a big fan.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Speaking of being a big fan of a thing, yes. Jessica Jones season 2 has a trailer.
Yeah.
For a lot of it, I thought I was watching the wrong thing.
Because there's a lot of
from season 1.
Old footage, yeah.
I guess they're keeping it under wraps. Looks the same.
Much the same.
Absolutely. That was the last Marvel season that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, right.
The Netflix ones. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hope this is as good. Yeah.
Do you think she's going to fly in this one finally?
Oh, bloody shit.
I think she might.
Do you reckon it'll be weird, though?
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll be like a Greatest American Hero style flying? Like she hasn't quite got it down.
Yeah, I think
she's in front of a crap blue screen.
For sure. With very visible wires on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can see the belt around her. I don't know. I think it'll be more like a bullet.
Okay,
like she'll be like, there's my destination. And she'll just kick off and just crash through a wall.
Well, she doesn't fly in the first season, but there's a moment where she just lands.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, did she jump that? Did she fly there?
Yeah, right.
She might not even know she can fly. If she even can fly this version.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, good. Bring this back. I still got to finish The Punisher.
Do you think we're going to meet a whole bunch of crazy characters in a group therapy session?
Oh, mate, I think maybe she's too crazy for the bloody group therapy session.
You'd have to be crazy to be in a therapy session, but actually you do.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Absolutely. Unless you're running it.
Yep, that's
true. And then you might also need to have a previous mental condition, which might help.
Yeah.
I mean, not always, but...
So what you're saying is you don't have to be crazy to work there, but it helps.
I didn't say that.
It seems to be true, though.
I didn't say that,
all right.
Mason.
All right.
Sony, what are they up to? I know that's what you're thinking, aren't you?
Oh, is this our famous segment, Sony? What are they up to?
What are you doing?
Come on, mates.
Yeah.
What are you...
Their Silver and Black film has been delayed.
Don't know what that is.
It's Silver Sable and Black Cat movie.
Oh, I see, right.
I would have thought off the back of Wonder Woman,
yes,
that this would be something that they would really push for.
They'd really
ramp
it up,
which
you
think they went
yeah.
Black Panther. Oh, do we have any cat characters?
Do we have any black cat characters?
Like, exactly.
Hmm.
Well, that's it. Black Cat, that's good, Mason. Well done.
Thank you.
I thought you did that by accident, but you planned that out, didn't you?
Yeah, this I've been playing it out for weeks.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It just got new writers, but it seems like there's no release date anymore and it's all very much up in the air. But
okay.
That's kind of a shame, I guess, depending on what Venom's going to do.
Yeah.
But hey, Sony, what are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What do you think the plot of Silver Sable Black Cat is going to be? I think the Black Cat is going to steal some sort of heist. It's just going to steal some sort of artifact that is valuable to... the land of Simcaria, which is where Silver Sable is from.
What's Simcaria?
It's like a nation. It's like a weird Eastern European nation.
Cool. What do they got there?
Artifacts.
Like what? SIM cards?
Yeah,
old
exactly.
SIM cards.
Old SIM cards. Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would you want one
just
of those?
Just old mobile phones. Yeah.
Well, why do you want them to recycle, I guess, for the parts?
No, this has got like some old photos and stuff on them.
But you can't really see them because they've got like 4 pixels
not
on
the
them.
Point. It's just got some, there's some old concert footage on one of them. It's okay. Blurry, it's 8 seconds long, but it's like...
Is it some Apollo 440 concert?
It's an Apollo 440 concert. Yeah. And look, they just... Stop the Rock was playing and they just got some, Silver Sable got some very valuable footage and she wants it back, all right?
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. I previously did not understand, but you've now made you this it. Crystal clear.
Thank you.
Mason, I know you're excited for Star Wars Han Solo.
Yeah, not really.
But I know you're even more excited for Star Wars Episode 9.
Not really.
Yeah. Me neither. And right. I really liked 8.
We burned out.
But I kind of burned out. Happened, yeah. And also it felt very... End game yeah, to me. Exactly. I was kind of like, I could leave this for a while. Yeah, I mean, maybe by the time it rolls around, I'll care more. But
I think that I think they've very carefully calculated the point at which people will be like, I'm not sick of this anymore. Yeah. I'd watch another one, I guess, yeah. And then bang, you're back in.
That's exactly it. I think after Han Solo comes out, in between that and whatever 9 is called, they're going to chuck in, they're going to be like, this is the new animated series. This is the new TV series that we're doing. These are some new video games, because it looks like EA might be losing the Star Wars license, which they should.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing a good job.
No.
And I say that as somebody who has taken money from them to promote the Battlefront 2 game. But they are not doing it.
Now
good.
They're no longer continuing to pay you.
Well, it's not You've even that. No, I was, as soon as I played that, I was like, oh no, you really blew it.
Mm.
They've had it for a long time and they've cancelled a game. They've brought out 2, in my opinion, very mediocre games. Not everybody thinks that. Mm-hmm. And it's not even the fault of the developers because it's been cut up and microtransaction and this and that and whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just think other studios... Do you remember, like, the heyday of LucasArts?
Yeah.
Was incredible. And I know all those games in hindsight are not good.
Sure.
By a long shot, but there was such a variety of games.
Yeah, for sure. TIE Fighter, X-Wing.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Rogue Squadron. All of these things.
Correct.
But, you know, then you got your first-person shooters. You got tactical, like, you know, like Age of Empires. They just skinned Age of Empires.
But
it was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff they've been doing.
Give me a point-and-click.
I mean, if you're going to
give me a point-and-click adventure game.
Like, 1313 was supposed to come out, but they cancelled that, presumably because there was going to be a Boba Fett video game, and then they wanted to make a Boba Fett movie, but then they cancelled that or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Just, I want some good Star Wars games. I just want some... Can I, Mason? And I know you can go back and play the old ones, but I want some new ones, Mason.
You can't have any new ones. Yeah, sorry.
Why not?
Look, you don't deserve them.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Star Wars Episode 9, which we're both...
We're not going to not watch it, are
we? No, we're definitely... I'm sure when we see some of it, it'll be...
All I'm saying is if it came out tomorrow, probably wouldn't see it tomorrow.
I would probably have to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I'd wait a couple of days.
Yeah, fair enough. It has a script and it starts shooting in July. That's where all this was leading to.
Oh, I see, right.
None of that is surprising. It should have a script by now and it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to start in July because it'll be out. It needs to be released
so people can watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's not finished, people probably want their money back.
Yeah, exactly. If you can't show a person half a film, and I don't mean like if it's only 45 minutes long or there's only half of the screen. Like
either way.
Mm-hmm. Even if you split it like diagonally,
if you did a famous Star Wars like swipe,
yeah, but
wipe,
it stops.
Stopped in the middle, and then the remainder of the movie was just a diagonal half of a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's not acceptable.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Do you think there's ever come a point, and this is completely off topic and wrong?
Oh, okay.
Where you know how like every now and then they'll be like. You know how you loved curved TVs and people are like, no, because they used to be curved and we didn't like them and then they were flat. And they're like, no, these curve the other way. It's like, why?
Right.
Why can't they be flat? Do you think they're going to try another shape? They're going to round off the edges again? Are we going to get a round TV one day?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Is it going to take up your entire vision? So you're watching a TV show, but it wraps entirely around your head like VR or whatever.
I thought it was weird that never caught on like that.
That you wrap around your head television.
No, like a VR.
It's not good enough yet.
Not even in a VR sense, but in a just you put it on, it looks like you're looking at the biggest screen in the universe.
Yeah, right. I don't think it's good enough yet. I really don't. Yeah.
All right,
and it's also because a lot of them, not all of them, you got to have a cable attached to your head and whatever. And I don't want any of that.
That's
also,
true.
I don't want to watch a movie with a thing on my head.
That's true.
I'm happy to sit and Like, I can hold my phone up to my face if I wanted to.
It's true.
And I don't want to do that.
Mm.
And am I wrong, Mason?
You're always wrong.
No. Every time.
Yeah, say literally anything.
Hey, I'm the best person in the world.
Mm, wrong. Yeah.
I've been living a lie.
Wrong.
What?
Yeah.
So I am?
You, no, you're living your truth.
Okay, good.
As a man who's wrong all the time.
Anyway, Star Wars, get excited, Mason.
I'm not yet. It's just hit me right now. I'm just not that excited right now.
I felt this way after 9 came out.
There are
out,
only
though.
Few individuals that can be excited 8, about Star so. Wars all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Steel and Wars. If you are, go listen to Steel Wars. It's great. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
He's excited what, every though? Week.
Rebels, really good episode last week.
Oh.
If you like, I'm hot and cold on it, but yeah. Really good.
I don't think it's out yet, but Steel Saunders over at the Steel Wars podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Just did Steel an Wars interview. Sizzle. Yeah, but Steel Wars Sizzle just did an interview, I believe, with our mate Ben Mendo Mendelsohn.
He told me that months ago and I kept it a secret because I forgot.
Nice. Wait, did he do the interview months ago?
No, he was lining it up.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that's okay. Really exciting.
Yeah.
That's his biggest guest yet, other than you, Mason.
It's very true, yeah.
Big gap between you and Mendo, isn't it? Like, there's a lot in between.
Do you mean physically, like an ocean?
Yeah, like an ocean, sure. But I mean, like in terms of achievements and success. There's Ben Mendo Mendelsohn.
Yep.
And then if you, like, I don't even know where you'd even look to find you and what else, like, because there's so much in between.
Like an ocean.
Yeah, an ocean, but also, like, again, a list of achievements and skills and abilities and, like, probably, like, popularity, handsomeness.
He'll get there one day. Good on you, Mendo. Keep plugging away, mate. Good on you.
Sure, yeah. He's popping up in everything. He's in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
He's in the new Robin Hood movie, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exciting.
As an evil sheriff.
Probably the sheriff.
Probably the sheriff, yeah.
Do you think he'd be Robin Hood?
No.
He's too old.
Yeah.
He'd look good in a... What's the thing a sheriff would wear?
He'd look good holding in a fry tuck fat suit.
Yeah, sure. Holding a stick.
Yeah.
Okay. Mason, in some news that is the least shocking news that has ever occurred, Joss Whedon has left Batgirl at Warner Brothers.
Left or been pushed?
Well, here's officially what he said. Batgirl is such an exciting project and Warner Brothers /DC they're such collaborative and supportive partners that it took me months to realize I didn't have a story. Whedon sent a statement. I'm grateful to Jeff and Toby and everyone who was so welcoming when I arrived. And so I understand when I... is there a sexier word for failed? This was always going to happen.
Yeah.
As soon as that stuff came out about his wife, it was just never, or ex-wife, it was just never going to... I completely understand why. I think he's being pushed. Like, he probably hasn't cracked the story either, but I don't think whatever he was going to make, I don't think they were ever on board after this came out. Because then he'd have to sit in press junkets and people would be like, do you think you're the right person to be doing a female-led superhero movie after your track record, blah, blah, blah.
Mm. But also, and I think that also, at the very least, like every media outlet would go in and they'd be like, sign this piece of paper saying you won't ask him about all the stuff he's done. He did, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
His decades long track record of infidelity to his wife or whatever.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Then they'd be like, oh,
what am I even doing here?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Well, he didn't do any press for Justice League.
Yep.
Kind of off the back of that, and also because it was shit. I mean, I didn't think so. Some people did.
Yeah.
Also, interestingly,
we should do a Justice League check.
Oh, yeah. It was fine. It was totally fine
and
completely serviceable and forgettable, and I can't wait to watch it again, which I have. I can wait. Is it out yet on Blu-ray or something or digital?
I don't think so.
I think it might be.
Okay.
Either way, I can certainly wait to see it again.
Would you say that you had fun with it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, all right.
Didn't you have fun with it?
No.
Remember that bit where Superman just beat the shit out of Steppenwolf? That was pretty good. I know people were like, that's not fun when Superman turns up. And I'm like, no, that is fun.
It's
just
not,
watching Superman just knock a guy about.
Nah,
that's
no,
great.
It's no good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Whole thing's no good. Anyway.
Zack Snyder. There may be some beef between Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon because when somebody made the comment that Steppenwolf is one of the worst villains of all time on Twitter, Joss Whedon... he's pretty quiet on social media. He was around this time. He liked that tweet,
even though
he made that movie.
Wait, so it wasn't an accidental like?
No.
Okay,
I don't think so. Well, he didn't remove it. Or he I don't know. Maybe he did remove it.
Yes.
I don't know that. But and then Zack Snyder apparently liked a post saying that Joss Whedon was leaving, and somebody else who was at DC also.
Wow, this is a very passive aggressive director war, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where we're at with that. But according to, I've got some more.
They're not
news.
Even tweeting mean things at each other.
No, no.
Just liking mean things that other people have said about the other one.
Correct. Maybe by accident also.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't really know.
Well, I guess there's a certain amount of plausible deniability there.
Yeah, definitely.
For the first one, at least. The second one, not at all.
What are you up to? According to Variety. So you can take this to the bank, Mason.
Okay.
Take it to the bank and say, no change required. Please keep this in your best safe.
Is that what happens at the bank?
I don't know. I've never been in or out of a bank.
Okay.
I'm always in the doorway.
Sure. Okay. You just can't commit. You just...
what do you do with your buddy?
Yeah.
You know? According to Variety, Whedon was looking to adapt the million-dollar debut of Batgirl.
So you're going to say the million-dollar duck. One of your all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, and one of my greatest pranks,
yeah,
which I will not detail here, but I have before. That's the story title of Detective Comics Volume 1, number 359. It's the debut of Batgirl in the comics. The issue revolved around the youngster suiting up for the first time and aiding Batman and Robin as they took down Killer Moth and his Moth Men. Everybody assumed, including us, that because this universe is 40 years after Bruce Wayne has been Batman, or however long he's been grinding away at it, he's just got no cartilage in his knuckles or his knees anymore, that this universe was post-Killing Joke.
And this universe, all the things we've seen in the comic books to this point have happened.
Yeah.
Like a lot of memorable stuff, and that we're at the modern era. And so there's a lot of, it's not a universe like the MCU where we're seeing the origin stories happen in real time. It's a universe where those origin stories are happening and we're jumping in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a great point of difference, but I guess not.
Because there's already a dead Robin. There's already been a dead Superman. We're very far along. Also, for me personally, and maybe you feel the same way, but all the stuff after Barbara Gordon recovers from being shot by the Joker is her most interesting stuff.
Yes.
That's when the character really comes into her own.
Either
Oracle and then return as Batgirl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a great comic run. Who's doing the current comic run? Or the one that, maybe not the current one, the one that you
Don't know.
But it was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go that direction.
Gail Simone? It's probably Gail Simone. She's done some great night, which I believe she's put her hand up on Twitter saying, I'd write a Batgirl movie.
I think it was, well also, speaking of.
Oh, Roxane Gay as well.
Roxane Gay has said, hey DC Comics, I can write your Batgirl movie, no problem. And Michelle Wells, who works for DC, says, if you're serious, contact me. This is my email. And Roxane says, yes, I am serious. I will email you. And this is kind of something we don't really see much.
I know, because it's mostly just people passive-aggressively liking mean tweets about each other. Yeah. There's much less of this positive communication.
I just mean in terms of there's not a hell of a lot of crossover between comic book creators and script writers.
No, that's true.
Like, they often consult, and obviously Geoff Johns has a big hand in the DC universe. Or does he?
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Yeah, and there's often a lot of, okay, well, this visual stuff looks great in the comic books. These concepts, let's borrow them.
Yeah, and we'll get our own script writers or whatever to kind of flesh this out. But I think this could be a really interesting way forward for DC if they're going to borrow more heavily from the comics. Because, look, Mason, as much as we all love Justice League, and we did, they're really fucking things up right now, man.
Yeah.
So I think maybe try something like this would be a good way to go. Also, I want to see a Batgirl movie.
Me too.
And I'm glad he left.
Me too. Quite,
like, I think there's a better person for this movie than he.
Yeah.
Than him. Yeah. Mm. And I've liked a lot of the stuff that he's done in the past, but this is not the time for a Joss Whedon Batgirl movie.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having read some of the Joss Whedon Wonder Woman script.
Mm.
He's only got a couple of gears, Joss Whedon, I guess. And
is it a barefoot brunette girl who's quite fragile but also quite dangerous?
Correct. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say he's only got a couple of gears.
Yeah.
And sometimes they work and sometimes it works in context and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, that Wonder Woman script is not good from what I read of it. Yeah. Mm. But then again, that was like 10 years ago. And maybe they were like, right, we need you to write this particular type of film.
That's
maybe
true.
We don't have
1 hour to write a 2 hours worth of script.
Yeah, that's it. So there you go. So I really hope this does move forward. But we'll see.
Same.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less. Close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. One, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Mason, it's been a hell of a year for Netflix films and TV shows.
In what sense?
Well, some of them have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been Cloverfield.
Name a good one. probably too much dead space there. Let's move on.
Gerald's Game, but I think that might have been last year.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, there's been some good TV shows.
Yeah, true.
The latest one, though, movie is Mute.
Uh-huh.
It's Duncan Jones' latest, who is behind Warcraft, which is okay yes. as a film.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was all right. I mean, it's not great, but, you know, I think it got kicked more than it probably should have.
I think it got kicked the correct amount.
Okay, good. And also Moon and Source Code, both of which are incredible.
Very good.
This one, though, it's Blade Runner, sort of. Yes. Okay.
That's not the name of it. It's called Mute.
It's called Mute. Yep. I said that, didn't I?
No.
I'm fairly certain I did.
Okay, then.
I'm not that certain.
You'll figure it out in the edit.
I won't. Okay. Should we just go all spoilers on this? I mean, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, look, if you want to see it.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Give it 5 minutes, see if you like it.
If you like it.
Yeah.
You might not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's okay. But I'll tell you what, though. Mason, what do you think the story was?
Oh, geez, all right, hang on.
It's a bit of a tough one, this one, isn't it?
All right. So there's a man named Leo.
Yep.
He's an Amish bartender.
Yes.
And when he was a kid, he lost his voice because of some sort of boat propeller accident.
Yeah.
We see in flashback.
He didn't like it.
And because of his Amish upbringing, his parents would never let him get the surgery to regain his voice. So he's a mute man.
He's a mute man.
So
he had to change his name to Mute, didn't he?
No, you're thinking of something else.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the mute button on the TV.
You are thinking of that, yes, correct, yes.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And let's see, and then he's in love with a lady.
But then?
And it's the future.
But is it?
No, it is.
It is, yeah.
Then?
Something happens.
Something happens.
And then he's on a mystery quest.
He's on a mystery quest.
It's a bit detective
it's
noir.
It's a bit detective noir. It's very noir,
it's
I think.
It's a bit Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's very noir in the sense that everybody in this movie is a horrible person except him and probably still him.
Still kind of a horrible person. I like Duncan Jones a lot as a filmmaker and as a person.
Okay.
And it pains me to say this.
Yes.
But I really did not like this at all.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And okay.
Because I'd heard it wasn't good, but because I saw Rotten Tomatoes, but I'm like, fuck that. I don't,
yeah.
You know. But then I heard from other people that it was quite good, but I just couldn't get
what,
into
what about
any
it you didn't
this.
Like? Okay. Let's see how far we can go into this without spoilers,
okay,
maybe.
First of all, why is it set in the future? It doesn't
It could
need
be set
be.
At any time,
it could
couldn't
be set
it?
Absolutely
yeah.
anywhere. Like, the future stuff that they work into it isn't interesting.
It is so close to being the modern day
yeah.
that it really doesn't matter it's set in the future. They have like, a drone food deliveries
yeah.
and... Everything is a screen.
Well, that's what I'm talking
Everything's
about.
A touch screen, but
and
otherwise.
There's like robot legs, but we're pretty close to that now. Like, uh-huh. you know what I mean? Or,
we've
know,
got robot
prosthetic.
We've got robot door opening dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Prosthetics. There's like an underwater dolphin TV when you're swimming. I'm like, we could do that now if we wanted to.
Sure. But the very rich undoubtedly have that
yeah,
already.
I'm sure they do. But none of this, and it all looks fine. But uh-huh. I'm just like, this is pointless. This could have been set 100 years ago or 100 years from now or any time when people had guns.
It could have been set like at the height of the Amish kind yeah. of
the Amish
dynasty.
Wars.
Yeah, the yeah. Amish Wars, the Great
yeah.
Amish Wars.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
That took so many Ezekiels from us.
I like Stellan Skarsgård, whichever one
it
is.
It is Stellan Skarsgård,
is
yeah.
he or is that his dad?
Maybe it's Peter Skarsgård.
Might be Peter Skarsgård.
Let's look it up.
One of them. It's one of the Skarsgård. I like him generally.
I like Mr. Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Please, Mr. Skarsgård was my father's name.
I didn't think, because the role called for him to be mute, like the character's name.
Yes.
I didn't think he was empathetic. No.
The character's name is Mel A. Mute.
Yes. I couldn't empathize with him. I didn't really connect to him as a person. I wasn't really interested in what he was doing, and I don't care if he lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
And that's in a universe where everybody's the worst person in the world.
Right, okay. You didn't think he emoted well enough?
He just looked like he was mad.
Like like in an insane person. It's Alexander Skarsgård.
Stellan
Skarsgård is his father.
And the other one.
And
one
he's the scientist from the Avengers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and one of the Skarsgård kids is it. He's the clown.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
This is the guy who died.
What a delightful acting yeah. family of Skarsgårds.
This is the guy who died in the gasoline fight in the first Zoolander. He's
oh,
one
wow.
of the guys.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, right. yeah. Ooh, and I like him generally. I didn't mind him as Tarzan.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't think this role really worked for him. Also, I think coming off the back of Altered Carbon, which had a lot more interesting uses of future technology.
Well, I was actually going to say, yeah. after I watched this and after that, I finally got started on Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
It is a much more interesting...
Yeah.
Universe.
Yeah. I mean, also, Altered Carbon has the luxury of being 10 episodes or whatever.
And also, it's insane.
And it's insane, yeah.
Like, brief digression, I've only just started Altered Carbon. There is already an artificial intelligence robot hotel.
Oh, so good.
That is staffed solely by an AI hologram robot man who looks like Edgar Allan Poe. Yes. And also controls a lot of, like, robot machine guns. Yeah. to defend his hotel patrons.
It kind of loses a bit of steam, or it did for me at the end, but there's a lot of really interesting ideas.
And a lot of butts.
And a lot of butts, and yeah, some dicks. Big time. There's a few dicks, yeah, sure, you can count them. Yeah. Count them on one hand. Could probably count them on two hands. Wow. Think about it. Keep me posted, Mason, how many dicks there are.
Okay, great. Anyway, Newt.
But what about you? What about it did work for you?
I hate saying
that because I really like Duncan Jones.
I think the world was into it. Like, I think it was very well put together as a near future world.
Sure, yeah.
It felt like a realistic near future world.
Like, there wasn't ever a bit where I'm like, well, that's a shit green screen, or that flying car looks like crap.
Yeah.
Also, there's sometimes flying cars and then there's none for a lot of it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but anyway, sorry, go on.
You know what I liked? We briefly talked about, because it's not really the purview of this podcast, but we talk about Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I've not seen it yet.
Okay, well, I think I mentioned when we talked about that briefly that that's just a movie that is just, it's here's a few days or a few weeks in this universe of horrible people.
Yeah.
And you're not necessarily supposed to like any of them or identify with any of them. It's just the story that unfolds and it happens.
It's things happening.
And it makes you think.
Or a bad person.
And I feel like Mute was something along those lines.
Yeah, right. And I can definitely
You're not supposed to be like, I love these characters and I totally identify them and I totally get this guy. It's more like, we're just being inserted into this universe for a few days.
Yeah.
And this is a story that's being told. And I guess it made me think on some level and I enjoyed that.
Well, that's actually true because there are elements of this that I found interesting.
We're segueing very quickly in your favourite segment, As a Father.
As a Father.
As a Father.
Yeah, I was going to say, I empathised most with the Paul Rudd character and he's a really terrible person
for
multiple reasons. So we go spoilers now?
Spoilers. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm going to say best movie ever only because I didn't think it was the worst movie ever. Mm. And I think there's something in it that I enjoy.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe we're going to need another watch.
I can see why people would like it.
Yeah, right.
But it's absolutely not for me. But Paul Rudd, like, because the idea behind that character was that he just wants to get his papers to get out of Germany. Because there's a bit where I'm like, oh, this is set in Germany, which I thought was interesting.
Uh-huh.
And he just wants to go back to the US with his daughter. And I was kind of rooting for this guy, even though he was a psychopath and he pulled bullets out of mobsters in his spare time in his basement or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But then there's moments where his best friend is clearly a pedophile and there's signs throughout the entire movie that he is, and he just doesn't seem to care until he really cares, and then he doesn't care again.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's really bizarre. Like, this guy who, I know they went through some stuff together because they were in war and whatnot. It's Justin Theroux, who actually puts in... they're both really good, actually.
Yeah,
they're both putting in really good
performances. That's, I think, another good thing about... And it's
it should have been their movie, I guess, if anything.
Yeah, and Paul Rudd's character, I think it's a great performance insofar as you empathize with his character because he is such a bad guy, and it makes you think, okay, well, there are people in life going through their own dramas and their own lives, and they are doing the best they can to protect their own kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm. And that's what he's doing. But you find out at the end that because Mute's girlfriend goes missing, I didn't think she was very good either in it. I thought she was
just there,
very actor-y.
Yeah.
And
it's sort of what it's, you know, we've talked about in the past about women in refrigerators.
Yes.
Which is the comic, it's a trope that is in all sorts of fiction, but the name comes from an issue of Green Lantern, where in order to give the new Green Lantern some purpose in life.
Which one is it again?
It's Kyle Rayner.
Right, yeah.
They just give him a girlfriend that he has for like two issues, and then she is killed and then stuffed into a refrigerator by the bad guy. Just to be like, hey, I'm here and I'm a bad guy kind of thing. Just to give him some motivation to go and be a superhero kind of thing.
But he doesn't.
It's just a cheap device. I feel like this kind of was a cheap device, but they just took it out of order.
Yeah, because you don't find out that she's dead until...
the end.
The end. And it's also, she is the mother of Paul Rudd's child.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird because... they're all hanging out in the same universe in the same bars, but Mute never realizes that. or is and made aware of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she attempts to tell him a couple of points.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I buy that. I'm okay with that.
Fair enough, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I also...
You've never met any of my kids.
No, that's
that
true.
I that know I about.
Know about also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was also... I felt like he might also be simple. And I know that's not just because...
He's Amish.
Yeah, I think he was limited in a lot of ways as a character because of his upbringing. And I don't know whether that was intentional, but that's how it felt to me. That
yeah,
this guy
right.
wasn't... Like, people would be like, you're a dummy because you're mute. But I think he wasn't the full dollar. Well, that's the way I took it.
Right.
Anyway, like, he was incredibly quick to anger and he was slow to figure things out.
Yeah, it did feel a little like that.
Yeah, but I don't know whether that was intentional or not, or that's just the way I read it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but at the end, Justin Theroux is a big old pedophile. And he's
one of the biggest pedophiles.
One of the biggest pedophiles in the universe. And there's scenes where he's sitting with Paul Rudd's character and they're at a brothel and Paul Rudd's there with his daughter and Justin Theroux's like, hey, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 22. And he's like, just say you're 16 or whatever. And Paul Rudd's like,
this guy.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Because
also I thought maybe they were together at the start. Because there was that kind of... And I was kind of hinted at. I don't know. I think that was maybe not the case. Or maybe it was. I don't know. Mm. Were they? They might have been.
I think they were.
Point. Yeah. Anyway.
I think they were just buddies having a fun old time.
They just been through a lot of like horrible stuff together or whatever it seems. But and then Paul Rudd eventually figures out that he's got cameras in his practice where he makes robotic limbs for children.
Yeah, right.
And he's filming them in the change rooms and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he snaps, but then he's fine. He's like, let's drink.
Yeah.
What is happening here? Like, I can't imagine a world where that would...
Yeah.
I mean, it's the future, isn't it? But
it is the near future, isn't it?
The near future. What was interesting was that this is a sequel to Moon, sort of.
Yeah, it is the spiritual successor, and we know that because there is a scene, it's on TV?
Yeah, it's on TV.
Where we see the court case between Sam
20
from
Sam
Moon.
Rockwells.
Yeah, and they...
Sam
and
Bell.
Sam Bell is the name, yeah. Uh-huh. And they're attempting to reobtain their human rights, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a little bit unclear.
Yeah.
But apparently there might be another one of these.
Yeah, I would absolutely watch another one of these. I don't know whether there will be, though, after this.
But I also see, as I understand it, this Mute was going to be a movie that was going to get a cinema release, and then they sold it to Netflix. Is that?
Yeah, probably. That seems to be.
And I totally get why, because like Blade Runner...
Yeah.
It has a very meandering pace.
Yes.
And Blade Runner did not do well. And I think they were just like...
And Blade Runner was really good.
Yeah.
And it still didn't
do well. I think the studios were like, well, if we can get $50 million bucks for this to sell it to Netflix, we may as well do that because that's where it's going to go.
They would have obviously seen it and like this wouldn't have made us money back theatrically, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I don't know because it doesn't have... It's missing something that Moon and Source Code had.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
I think it might be the protagonist, a big part of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Just like a compelling person to follow was a big part of it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, I don't understand because he was raised Amish.
Yes.
And perhaps he didn't have the money for it, but he never got his vocal cords fixed. And then at the end, for some reason, Justin Theroux gives him his vocal cords because he wants him to say sorry for murdering Paul Rudd. But even though he let Paul Rudd bleed out on the floor.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then the bit where, because he's good at holding his breath, because that comes back.
Yeah,
at the start,
didn't it? Yeah.
He's just practicing holding his breath and practicing drinking water.
Yeah, there's some really odd turns
in this,
isn't
there?
That's what
I'm talking about. I'm just trying to...
Because, I mean, that final sequence is very odd insofar as he gives Malay Mute his voice box back.
Yeah.
And then he's got him at his mercy.
Yes.
Essentially, with the voice. And he says, why don't you apologize to me? And he's like, I won't, clearly. And then he just takes him on a trip. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Why was that?
They go to a bridge because he's going to throw him off or he threatens to.
Could have just killed
him. Because he opens the gate and all. It's not like he just happened to stop on this bridge. It seemed like he stopped there with the intention of throwing Mute into the water.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of ridiculous because he looks like a guy who could swim for 100 years.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, he's got that basement where he's doing all sorts of illicit surgeries.
Yes.
And nobody has found him yet. So I don't understand why. Look, this is kind of a plot hole, admittedly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
No, I don't know either. And this is, so there were moments like these I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm watching it and I just couldn't wrap my mind around why any of this was, how we'd got here.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like
Us two.
Yeah, that happens to me quite often. Every time you turn up on a Sunday, I'm like, what?
How did we? Ooh.
But no, I can't recommend this, unfortunately. And I would, the next thing that Duncan Jones makes, I'm 100% there.
Yeah, but
like, he would have to make something. He'd have to make 100 bad things in a row for me to stop watching.
Because
I find him compelling as a human being and as a storyteller, but this just did not work for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But do you think he'll get another chance after this?
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so. He does, yeah. Definitely. I mean, Warcraft, even though a lot of people didn't like it, it did really well overseas.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know? So.
Well, I guess maybe if, like, let's say this movie cost...
It looks like about a $30 million.
Right, well, let's say it cost $30 million to make and they sold it to Netflix for $50 million.
Yeah.
That's a movie that made $20 million.
Yes.
So I guess that's a win.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I guess he'll get another one.
There's no budget here.
There is no budget here, exactly.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say 30, but I don't. I do not know.
Big call.
Is it?
Yes. The biggest really call
put
you've
myself
ever made.
On the line here.
Yeah.
Anything else about Mute?
No. But it was good to see Paul Rudd playing against.
Yeah.
Type,
no.
I think.
Absolutely.
That was good.
I completely agree. And Justin Theroux is fantastic in everything. Have you watched The Leftovers yet?
No.
You should 100% watch that. Okay. He's really good and that's a great
some of
show.
It. I've seen some of it.
Okay. You should watch all of it.
Okay.
Nice.
Watch all of it.
Never stop watching it until it's over.
Oh, and then stop.
Then stop. Or watch it again.
I'll stop.
Should we go to the next segment then?
Let me think. Do I have any other thoughts about it?
This hasn't obviously put you off Duncan Jones films.
No, I don't think so, no.
Yeah. It makes me want to go back and watch Moon and Source Code, which I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Moon's a good film.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, it's such a good film.
Good. But it's got that Sam Rockwell magic.
I know. That's absolutely
does. He's like six. He's like a Sam Rockwell six.
I would watch the Sam Rockwell... Clone court case movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the next one is.
I hope so.
Yeah, nice.
But absolutely.
Good.
Good stuff.
Okay, let's move on to another segment.
Okay, do you know what it's time for then?
Oh, it's time for our segment, What We're Reading.
What We're Gonna Read.
Nice.
I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? Okay, well, I'm on board with Altered Carbon.
Yep,
that is
good.
It's a little... It's not... It doesn't seem as cruel a universe as the Game of Thrones universe, which I think we discussed a couple of weeks back. But
it's pretty cruel. There's some cruel stuff.
Okay, then great.
Don't worry about that. How many are you in?
Two.
Yeah, there's way crueler stuff.
Okay, great.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Mason.
Fantastic.
Were you worried it wasn't going to get real weird and real cruel? Yeah.
Maybe it's just that it's cruel, but they've got guns, and I'm more on board with it.
Yeah, sure.
Good action sequences so far, which I'm liking a lot.
Yeah, that definitely has great action sequences. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good use of budget as well.
Is it cheapy?
I mean, it's a TV show.
Oh, yeah, so I guess that's true,
I don't
know
what it cost. I honestly have no idea.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't look cheap at all.
No,
does it?
It looks really
good.
Doesn't. Yeah. Like, it looks like a film.
Yeah. Oh, and I finally got to the Ta-Nehisi Coates Black Panther Marvel comics, which are really good. Yeah.
2 out of 10?
More than that, I would say.
100 out of 10?
Yes.
Wow, that's probably your biggest score yet.
I know, right? It's good. But again, what I has made me realize is a couple of things. One, like we were speaking about earlier, they've taken a lot of production design from this version of Black Panther for the movies.
Yep.
Like the dragonfly helicopters and
the nanotech
suit
right.
and all that sort of stuff. And the second thing that I picked up on, because the first Ta-Nehisi Coates Black Panther trade paperback contains the first appearance of Black Panther in it, like the Stan Lee Jack Kirby one in Fantastic Four. And remember, we recently did that Caravan of Garbage.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
It's that origin.
It's that origin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's the Stan Lee. That's the one that we did with Stan Lee origin.
But it's the difference is that in the cartoon, the Fantastic Four are flying about in their Fantastic Car and they get sort of pulled to Wakanda by vibranium magnetic energy or what have you, and they're forced to fight the Black Panther.
Oh, so they invade his turf, and that's why he attacks them. Yeah,
but
that makes more sense.
Oh no, he drags them in.
Oh, he does. Okay,
but the in the
then that's done.
Yeah, but in the Fantastic Four comic book, he gifts them like a high-tech spaceship, like flying vehicle, and they're like, okay, let's just take it for a spin. What's the worst that could happen? And then they get sent to Wakanda. And they're like, what is this? So they actually seem less dumb in the cartoon.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite the achievement.
Well, it's from the 60s. Yeah. The cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, the comic.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, fair enough.
But it plays better. I think it plays better in the comic because, it's the 60s.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, Ta-Nehisi Coates run, highly recommended.
Speaking of something that plays well as a comic, Mason, yes. Our good friend Pete Hollywood Ford.
Uh-huh.
The second issue of Winter Dark is out this week.
Very nice.
On Comixology. It's W-Y-N-T-E-R. It's great. I've read the whole thing.
I've read the whole thing, yeah.
I'm also reading it again issue by issue because I think it's weird because it plays differently than reading it in...
Yeah, right, exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation. I think that's true as well.
But because I was emailing this week, I'm actually going to catch up for a drink on Thursday, if you'd like to come, Mason.
I'm at work, but that's
well,
fine.
Well, okay, you know, rescinded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But basically, he shot this around to a bunch of studios a few years back.
As a potential movie,
and it got picked up by one of the major studios. I don't know whether I can say which, but... It did.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Hugh Jackman on board. Am I allowed to say any of this?
I don't know. Ask him and then cut it out later.
But it's
better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
But he was telling me about it and how...
We're 1 degree from Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. But he was saying that... Because the story of it is... the lead of it is a black kid who is kind of semi-adopted by the Hugh Jackman Knight character.
Uh-huh.
And... That was the point that he had trouble selling it to studios, and all of them were like, "This is not going to play with this lead, as with this black kid in the lead. No one's going to go out to see it. We've got to make the knight the main character."
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's got one quote here. He put it in his blog. "No one is going to pay to see a black kid as a lead in a tentpole movie. This white knight, we can cast that. People will pay to see it. Make it about the knight, and we'll talk again after you make my changes."
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe pitch it again. Yeah. Maybe pitch it this week, real quick.
So that was like. That was like 4 years ago. Yeah, as well. Right. It really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, this isn't a pitch meeting from the '70s. No. This is
so that might all change. Well, after Black Panther, I think we're going to see some changes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do you want me to name the studio and the guy? Because I can.
Yeah, do it.
No, I won't do it.
What else have I been reading?
Invincible wrapped.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, Winter Dark. I'll link it below. Yeah, check it out.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Invincible?
Yeah, it wrapped. It's done.
How many issues was that? 120 or
4,000, I think.
Okay, great. Yeah,
it's good. It's good. Beginning to end.
There you go, right?
It's really good. Okay. Yeah. Really good wrap-up.
Satisfying wrap-up.
Yes.
All the loose ends?
There wasn't really any by the end. It's kind of like, it does a kind of time jump really far into the future and what happens.
Harry Potter style.
Harry Potter style, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's a really good series, and I really hope they don't botch the movie.
Yeah, sure.
But I guess it doesn't really matter because the comic's still there. But,
correct.
But yeah.
But wouldn't it be embarrassing for you
if
you're like, hey, everybody, watch this Invincible movie. It's based on a great comic and then it's terrible.
No, I would never
and everybody's
say
like,
that.
James, you're an idiot.
What?
Why'd you read this dumb comic for years?
People say that about The Walking Dead because it's the same writer because it's a really good comic, but it's a shit show.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, we got a Walking Dead Caravan of Garbage this week.
Oh, my goodness.
If you think it's the good Walking Dead game, you are wrong.
You're wrong. Yeah. And it makes, look, a little bit of sizzle. This Caravan of Garbage, there's a little appearance from my arch nemesis in the video.
Absolutely, there is,
My arch nemesis makes an appearance, so if you'd like to... To see that be sprung upon me.
Correct.
Then
it's Mason's vanity.
That's right. It's a mirror.
No, it's. I think it's one of my favorite video game ones that I've done.
Great.
We've done. Ben's editing it at the moment. I haven't seen it yet, but boy, what a game.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's out Tuesday.
Nice.
Are you ready for the next segment?
Yeah, letters.
Yeah.
Is letters the next one?
Yeah, no, it is. It always is.
The classic one was letters, oh, letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
Or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com.
All of these things will get you letters.
Nice.
Sent. Do you want to do the letter first, or do you want me to do a tweet first?
Oh, here's one that I saw. This is from Kyle Cox, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Greetings from the USA.
Hello.
How would you feel about the MCU creating entirely new superheroes?
Yeah.
He says it's not a one-to-one comparison, but he was thinking of the way, like, Batman the Animated Series created such classic characters as Harley Quinn.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Which is now, like, that character's 25 years old now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, right, wow.
But
yeah,
that's a character that they went, hey, let's...
Is that an exception to all the other garbage that has come out of every medium? Do you know what I mean?
In a way, sure. And some might also suggest that that character has also fallen back into the garbage of all other forms.
I'm not up to Harley Quinn. I don't know where.
Right.
Where's she at?
No, I mean in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. No, that was all right. It was fun. We had fun with it.
Did we?
It was fine. We did a commentary.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
but I'm open to that. I think at this point they're probably testing the waters of doing different things with existing characters.
For sure.
It's kind of... Does it seem like a bit of a roll of the dice to create a new comic book character at this point? In an established universe? Because there's so much you can draw from.
Yeah, isn't it though? Yeah.
And instead of just being like, look, it's Dog Boy or whatever. I don't know. Why did I go there? That's not a good one, obviously.
Because you're looking at a dog and a boy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why. You saw the dog and the boy and you went Dog Boy.
But I think...
You're lucky. We're all lucky you didn't go Microphone Dog. What about Microphone Dog? He's got great hearing. You could listen in on the bad guys because he's Microphone Dog.
It's just a microphone with dog's legs, yeah, right?
Is that he what says, doing? I think it'd be cool for the MCU to create a hero from scratch because it would mean that the audience would have no idea where the story was going.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because it's, you know, again, we know all the events that are coming up. We know a lot of the time, almost beat for beat, where a lot of these movies and characters are going. We know where Infinity War's gonna go.
Yeah, right.
We know, you know, what's gonna happen to Thor, and we know where all the characters are gonna meet up. Just to be like, hey, we created this new character.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to see where, if you just went to Marvel Studios and said, give us something new, like what would they put together?
What's the origin of Phil Coulson?
Is he a TV creation? Yeah,
but he's not like Thor, you know what I mean?
No, he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. That's true.
So, and he's kind of an amalgamation of a few characters, it seems, as well, like existing characters.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. But we're talking costumed superhero. Right.
And you're not even saying, what if there's a new Iron Man and it's someone we've never
heard of? No, I'm saying MCU,
like
Marvel Studios.
Where's your microphone dog?
Get a microphone dog. Like, get all the people. Because, I mean, and also, like, everybody who makes a superhero movie, like, they're an artist and they're a craftsman and kind of...
Yeah, right.
And you're sort of... a lot of the designs, they're like, see this Iron Man in the comic books?
Yes.
Give me that.
Yeah, right.
Like, see how this suit looks? Just make it look real.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But to go, you know, hey, you probably do some designs in your spare time, you know, you show us what you got kind of thing. I think that'd be really fascinating.
Okay.
And it would result in a protracted legal battle where Marvel Studios then owned that character for the next 50 years and they never got any credit or money for it. But still, it'd be nice to see, wouldn't it?
I think you run the risk when creating a new character for a few reasons, but there hasn't even been that many characters in the last, say, 20 years that are that iconic from comics.
For sure.
When you look at the sum total of comic book characters, most of the ones that we remember started in like the 40s, 50s, 60s and 70s, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got your Spawns and your Harley Quinns and then your minor kind of characters.
Uh-huh.
But all the big ones kind of existed all the way back then.
Yeah.
People are really unwilling to accept a new comic book character.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just in the comics.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be different for the movies though? Because most people going in don't know who Ant-Man is anyway. So
that's
what
true,
do they
yeah.
care if there's dog microphone?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know?
Well, maybe it's a case of you get... Maybe it's a character that's built on the charisma of the actor. Maybe.
Right,
it's like, okay,
like Will Smith, Hancock.
Will Smith, Hancock, exactly. Well, maybe that character may have even worked if they put it in the Marvel Universe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, almost certainly
I
not.
I don't think that there's more problems with that movie than just the character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But potentially, yeah. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea, though, to base it around the actor as opposed to the idea. I just, I wouldn't even know where to start. Because a lot of people have said, what's your ideal comic book character that you would create?
Yeah, right.
Everything's being done.
Yeah,
and there's
true.
Only slight variations. Yeah. I mean, every now and then you'll get something completely outside the box.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, it's he can fly and he shoots lasers, but
exactly,
he can also meld his mind with technology or whatever. Like,
yeah, right.
Mm.
And sure, you know, maybe there's a Crypto the Superdog who's got heat vision. And you know, he can fly and he's super strong and he's invincible.
And super hearing.
Super hearing.
Yeah.
But that's too much, isn't it? What if you strip
what
that
you
away?
To write down?
Back to basics.
Just a dog.
Just a dog that's super with super hearing. But how would the dog have super hearing? He's not an alien.
No. We'd have to think about it, obviously.
We'd have to have some sort of... Look, it doesn't matter.
A big ear.
A big ear. Yeah.
A dog with a big human ear on its back.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Kyle. Mm-hmm.
Got a tweet here from Josh.
I'm ready.
# Weekly Planet Pod. Do you guys think we'll get an explanation of how the Infinity Stones on Earth got here, like the Tesseract being in a wall? It wasn't a wall.
It wasn't a wall, wasn't it?
It was. It really was.
Yeah.
Was that the only one that was on Earth?
The Soul Stone's probably in Wakanda.
Right. Where are the other ones?
Meteors.
I just assumed it was Nordic and it came down.
Oh, the Time Stone.
Yeah. Was that the... No. The
Eye of Agamotto.
No, there's that also, Oh, that probably jumped in from another dimension or some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Gonna jump? No, that can't jump dimensions, can it?
I reckon probably somebody stole that.
Somebody's who?
Agamotto.
Yeah, he probably did, didn't he? Yeah, uh-huh. That's a really good point. Yeah, because they can jump anywhere, can't they?
Yeah.
Where are the other ones from? The Mind Stones from space, you brought that down.
Mm-hmm.
The one from Thor that's filled with blood. It was stuck in another dimension and Natalie Portman found it somehow.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. Do you think maybe Earth is kind of like a...
Oh, are you saying like the larger picture of why they keep ending up on Earth?
Yes.
Ah. Oh.
Like, is the Earth some kind of focal point in the galaxy? Inexplicably.
No, I think it's just a coincidence.
It's just a coincidence.
It's just a coincidence, yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise the universe would have ended millions of years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a coincidence. Like, they've just been flying all about the universe.
Who?
The Infinity Gems.
Mm.
And they've just happened. It's just a weird coincidence that they've all happened to appear at this point.
And I guess they also haven't appeared exactly at the same time.
Yes.
Mm, probably.
Mm. Mm.
It's interesting though. I don't think that'll explain it.
Really make you think. No, I don't think that. I think it's all been sufficiently discussed in it's been sufficiently revealed.
Maybe Thor can
was in a wall.
Thor can get back in that vision pool and he can explain it to everybody.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
This is from Dan. I think you'll have to wait for it to come on Netflix, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on Annihilation. I'm conflicted. I really want to see that movie.
When is it out here?
Netflix in like 3 weeks or two or 3 weeks. It's the guy who did fucking
Arrival?
The Robot Lady.
Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, and he also wrote Sunshine, which is your favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie.
It is, and it's a good movie. It's both of our favorite movies, and that's why we get along so well.
Oh yeah, good point.
What the hell is that guy's name? The director.
Danny Boyle?
No, okay. He directed it, but he didn't. This guy wrote. The guy who wrote, Alex Garland, was it?
Yeah, it's Alex Garland.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, everything that he's done is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what he's up to. He wrote 28 Days Later, I think.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so he's in a bunch of stuff. I'm just going to look at his IMDb. Is that cool, Mason? Do you mind?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
As long as he's cool with it.
He's writing the Halo movie.
Okay.
He wrote the Devil May Cry video game from 2013. Oh, he wrote Dread.
Oh, okay.
This guy's doing all right.
Yes.
I did a Batman Black and White. He wrote Sunshine. He wrote the novel called The Tesseract. And he wrote 28 Days Later and the novel The Beach.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he did too. That's right.
That. Yeah, there you go. So he's 2 for 2 in terms of directing Ex Machina Annihilation. I've heard nothing but good things and like it's crazy and scary and fun and weird and horrible.
Okay, no.
But I don't know any specifics I just want to watch it not knowing anything.
Nice. All right. 3 weeks.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Here we go.
We'll do an episode on it because I think it's only out in the US theatrically and everywhere else it's gone to Netflix.
Nice.
So there you go.
Okay.
Is there any other questions, Mason?
That's every question we've been asked this week.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. You don't want to dip back into the mailbag or are we?
Not currently, no.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, I won't make you, Mason.
Okay.
It's not like we're getting paid to do this anymore. We are. We get sponsorship. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you'll get some of the money someday. It's just, it's in a little separate bank account waiting for you.
Oh. Can I get a card or something to access
it? When you're older.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. That's the show for this week, I guess.
Sure is.
A little bit of a shorter one. Hope you don't mind. Next week will be Tomb Raider?
Is it really?
Maybe. Ooh. Let me check.
Okay.
I do know the embargo for Tomb Raider is Wednesday midnight of the day that it comes out.
Okay.
So I don't know whether that's good or bad for Tomb Raider, but there's been some screenings and apparently some people have said, no, it's fun.
Oh, imagine if we got a good one. Just imagine.
I don't think it's going to be, I think it'll be, sorry, it's 15th of March. It's a few weeks away.
Okay.
So well, it's something else next week, if you don't mind, Mason. I thought there was something out next week. Do you want me to check Hoyt Cinemas?
Yes, please.
Do you want me to check Village Cinemas?
Yeah, let's check Village Cinemas.
Okay, good. Hang on. Apparently, Game Night's really good.
That has Jason Bateman.
Justin Bateman.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think that's it. I didn't think that would be the case. Interested in Peter Rabbit?
No.
What about Monster Hunt 2 Mandarin?
No.
What about Operation Red Sea?
No.
What about the Monkey King 3 Kingdom of Women?
No. Oh, no.
Maybe there is nothing out next week.
Yeah. We could watch the Monkey King 3 Kingdom of Women.
We could, but will we?
We won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's the show for this week. Do the rest of the show, Mason.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to everybody.
I'm out of here.
You know what? I'm doing it up top. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. That's how you get a show.
That's true.
Otherwise, it's just two idiots shouting in a room with a dog.
I mean, we do it anyway, but... If you want to listen, that's
real cool. Thank you for subscribing and liking it and telling a friend.
Yes.
Many friends. Tell all your friends.
Thank you for voting us.
And if you don't like it, tell your enemies.
thank you for voting us as the best podcast.
That would be great. If you could vote for us in podcast whatever that award thing is.
Awards.
Very nice. Let's see. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
You can click on our Amazon affiliate link.
Correct.
And buy some stuff on Amazon. We just need one person to buy like a combine harvester on Amazon, like, and we would be sorted forever.
10K or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Oh, man. That'd be terrific.
I could put it in your separate bank account and you could get it in 15 years.
I get my combine harvester money. That'd be so exciting. If you want some t-shirts, we've got them on tpublic.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for our great themes.
Correct.
That's about it.
Yeah. Next week, Dunno.
Something.
Request topics. I saw on the Reddit people were making some ideas. We've got some good stuff. Got a lot of really good ideas.
Nice.
For people that people have done. But maybe they'll release another Netflix show and we'll just do that.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, Mason. I feel like this has been real low energy. Is that cool?
I think it's been very high energy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we have different perspectives, don't we?
Okay, hang on, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to look up something real quick.
What are you looking up? Tell me.
Just a thing.
What are you looking up?
All right. Just a bloody thing.
You're typing boobs into Google again, Mason.
No.
I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah, this is something just before we go.
Yeah.
Last week, we might make this an ongoing thing, but we asked the listeners to tweet at us to do our impression of Professor X.
Oh, right.
If we could both do our impression of Professor X.
Yeah, yeah, right. Where are we at? What do we got?
Let's see. Okay. So they've brought in, the people have tweeted at us scenario suggestions.
Yeah.
So this is Judd at Judley Bear on Twitter.
How many are we doing this week? Just one?
One each, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Professor X is in the bathroom and needs Logan to quickly bring toilet paper. This is for you.
What? I bet you have an easier one.
Well, I'll find it. I'll find a really difficult one.
Okay, hang on. Logan!
Pretty
what
good.
What was that like?
No, it was good.
Don't mean to find you one.
Okay.
No, you just pick one.
Okay,
it's fine.
Let's see. Okay, so this is from Cole Krause. It's Cole Krause on Twitter. Professor X trying to get Logan's attention as he's walking out the door after finding out Professor X is having another man's baby.
There's so many layers to this.
A lot of layers. So I got
a lot to convey in one word.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You can do this.
Okay.
Logan. It was like remorse.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that. Yeah, I was expecting anger and you went a different way.
I'm going to shake it out.
I thought that was really good.
All right. No, because Professor X is having the other man's baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Logan's walking out.
Yeah, but that's why he's like, we had something.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I get you.
Logan! It's much the same. But no. I think, yeah.
You had your hand up in that
yeah,
one.
I did. Yeah, that's right. It was a little act out. It helps, I think. Yeah, anyway.
Definitely.
Anyway, we'll do a couple more of those until we
if
forget.
You got suggestions.
Until we forget it's a thing, and then we'll stop
right,
doing it.
That's right. Which will probably be very soon. That's the show for this week, but thank you, everybody, for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.